Number 55. One day, Nasruddin went to visit King Tamerlane, who took him to see his horses and donkeys, of which he was very proud. Nasruddin naturally wanted to please the king, so he praised each of the animals greatly. At last they came to a beautiful cream-coloured donkey, which Tamerlane had bought the week before. "What a wonderfully clever animal it looks," cried Nasruddin. "I'm sure it could learn to read, Your Majesty." As soon as he'd said this, he regretted his words, but it was too late to take them back any more. Tamerlane looked at Nasruddin. "Well, well," he said after a few moments. "So you believe that you could teach my donkey to read, do you? Well, you have 1 month to do so." Nasruddin knew what the king would do to him if he didn't succeed in teaching the donkey to read. He took the animal's rope and led it to his own house, feeling very unhappy indeed. Exactly a month later, he went to see the king again with the donkey and a very big book. He put the book in front of the donkey, and the animal began to turn the pages eagerly with its tongue. When it reached the middle of the book, it stopped and began to bray loud and long. Tamerlane roared with laughter and then said to Nasruddin, "How did you teach it to do this trick?" Nasruddin took a deep breath of relief and then said, "Well, Your Majesty, I first put some hay between the first and the second pages, so that the donkey had to turn the first page with his tongue to get the hay. Then the next day, I put the hay between the second and the third pages, so that he had to turn two pages to get the hay. On the third day, he had to turn three pages, and so on. Today he brayed because he was angry and disappointed when he didn't find any hay in the book at all."
One. Who did Nasruddin go to visit? Two. What did the king take him to see? Three. What did Nasruddin do to please the king? Four. What kind of donkey had Tamerlane bought a week before? 5. What did the king say when Nasruddin said that the donkey could learn to read? 6. What did Nasruddin do to the donkey then? 7. What did the donkey begin to do when Nasruddin took it to the king a month later? 8. What did Tamerlane do then? 9. How did Nasruddin teach the donkey to turn pages? 10. Why did the donkey bray when he reached the middle of the book?